Hello, welcome to Gambino Talks. This discussion is going to be about us men. It's come to my attention that a lot of us are blaming the females for the way things are going. Well, in the good book, it says that God did not say anything to Eve, okay? When she took of the forbidden fruit, but both of them ate of it. And when he asked Adam what happened, he shifted the blame. This is something that we're doing, not just men, but this is something that we're doing as men and women in today's society. We have to stop shifting the blame on each other and recognize the individual person. What did you do wrong? Like God said, I don't want to hear what she did wrong. I don't want to hear what he did wrong, because I know what they did wrong. But what did you do wrong? We have to start taking accountability for what we do in life. And it's not necessarily our fault. It's the way we were raised. Well, some of us. Because we were taught certain things, it reflects in our mind. And we have to get out of that frame of mind. Because a relationship, whether it's friendship, whether it's anything, a relationship is a two-way street. You know what I'm saying? And we can't just put all the blame on what that person did. We have to look inside ourselves and see what we did too. What did we do wrong to trigger that mishap in that relationship? We have to get it together, men and women. We have to get it together. Because if we don't, look at our kids. Look what they're doing. They're following after us. You know what I'm saying? They're looking at what we're doing. And we have to be better. I love my kings and my queens. I love you guys to death. Regardless of how anybody feels about me, I love you. Regardless of how anybody likes me, I love you. We have to start having that mindset. Because we came from love. God is love. So that means we are love. So we have to stop making love so dirty. That if somebody comes on a TikTok or if somebody comes on another platform and say, I love you, that there's a hidden meaning behind that. That person could just probably love you. You know what I'm saying? And there's different degrees of love. And we have to understand that. So in that era, we have to stop blaming each other and start looking at our individual selves and what we did. Because we cannot love somebody the way that we want them to be loved. We got to love them the way that they want to be loved. Just like they have to love us the way we want to be loved. Because we're individuals and we all want to be loved a different way, in a different direction. So, I'm going to say this. If you ever want to comment in my lives or want me to tap on something, let me know, and I will. I'm going to start getting back into my podcast. I love you. God bless. You guys be safe out there. Hello, everybody. It's been a long time. This is Gambino. I'd like to talk about something very near and dear to me right now, and that's coaches and therapists. They are not the same, and I don't really think there's any need for them, because you don't need a coach. You don't need a therapist. All you need is to stop thinking about what you want and what you need in your life. Because you want what you want, what you need in your life is within you. If you learn how to love yourself, learn how to take care of yourself,
learn how to take care of your needs. Be selfish sometimes, because that's going to help you seek what you need in a relationship, what you want in a relationship. Because if you don't know what you want and what you need, you're going to keep on falling for the same toxic relationships. You're going to keep searching for the same stuff. And you don't want that. You want a relationship that's healthy. You want a relationship that's going to last until both of you meet your maker. Nobody wants to die alone. Nobody wants to die in pain. Nobody wants to die hurting. But in order to do that and not die in pain or die hurting or die alone, you must learn what you need. You must learn what you deserve. You must learn what you want. And the only person that can give you that is the Most High God and yourself. If you get on the same page with your Father, with your Creator, then you will know what you need and what you deserve. Stop seeking help from a man, from humans. Because a man can only lead you to destruction. Don't even listen to me. Man can only lead you to destruction. The Most High can lead you to happiness. Happiness within yourself. Happiness within this wicked world we live in. Happiness within a relationship. It all comes from God. This is Gambino. Gambino Talks. God bless you. And have a great and wonderful life. Gambino Talks. We're going to talk about protecting each other. It is not only the man's job to protect the queen, but it's the woman's job to protect her king. It's your job to protect each other. There's too many kings and queens out there going at each other's throats. You know what I'm saying? Blaming each other. You know, talking to each other's friends about your relationship. This is why your relationship is failing. If you have an issue with your significant other, take it to your significant other. Sit down and talk to each other like adults. And not like high school kids. Stop hiding things from each other. Open up to one another. Men, stop looking for validation through your woman. Look for validation through yourself. You know what I'm saying? And maybe then she will submit to you. Women, stop thinking submitting. It's about control. It's not. It's about love. It's about respect. You know what I'm saying? If there is anything that your man sees that is not right, trust his judgment. Trust his decision to guide you in the right direction. Men, the only way she's going to trust that, if you trust in God, you take steps towards God, and God will show you how to be a leader. He will show you how to be a guide. He will show you how to be a husband. Women, when you see that, then you take it, you follow his lead. We are as one, kings and queens, a part of an inheritance. Or we will never know that if we keep on being blind to the fact that we need each other. We need each other.
That's what God intended. He intended that we follow each other, that we lead each other by His grace, not by our own. This is Gambino Talks. Food for thought.